Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hello again, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. And we were so excited last week to have John Flansburgh on the show that we forgot to say happy season three.
Which I guess means it's never really started.
That's right.
And last week, you left us with a challenge that I'm still working on over here.
Yes, I said, think of a nursery rhyme whose title starts with two repeated words. Rearrange the letters in the other two words in the title to name two ways you can use your mouth to make a sound. What are they?
Well,
the nursery rhyme title is Ba Ba Black Sheep, and if you rearrange the letters in black and sheep, you can spell belch and speak. Okay, Ian, on September 13, 1609, Henry Hudson was at the beginning of his journey up the New York River that now bears his name, eventually reaching a point fairly close to what became the city of Albany, where we are sitting right now. To commemorate that journey, we'll do some exploring of our own with questions about cities, towns, and villages along the Hudson River. First up, originally named North Tarrytown, what Westchester County village was renamed in honor of a supernatural short story by Washington Irving? It's a very legendary short story.
Is it Sleepy Hollow?
It is Sleepy Hollow. Okay. That's correct. Yes, Washington Irving is buried in the village's cemetery. Also there, Andrew Carnegie and IBM chairman Thomas Watson.
And no, he doesn't wake up every 20 years.
We hope not. Located across the river from West Point, what Putnam County village's name refers to a body of troops stationed at a permanent military installation or to the installation itself?
That's Garrison.
It is, and I guess it's appropriately located across this river from West Point.
Yeah, let's hope everyone's on the same side.
Oh. Well, depends on which... Minted in 1935 to celebrate the sesquicentennial of the city of Hudson, one side of the Hudson half dollar featured the seal of the city, and the other depicted Henry Hudson's ship, known by what two-word name?
That's the half moon.
It is correct. And according to the sources I looked at, that half dollar is one of the rarest coins ever minted. They only struck 10,008.
Who got the eight?
I don't know. The Eastland School for Girls, a fictional boarding school in Peekskill, was the primary setting for what 1980s sitcom starring Charlotte Ray as the house mother of one of Eastland's dormitories?
I just won't know this.
Well, I was going to do a question about the birds and the bees, but I figured...
Okay. It's the facts of life.
It is the facts of life. And as a bonus fact, aficionados of the show will remember that in the 1985 season, a young actor named George Clooney had a starring role.
Now, do those exist?
Aficionados of the facts of life?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. And finally, between 1788, when New York became a state, and 1797, when the state capital was permanently moved to Albany, four other places served as New York's capital. The town of Hurley and New York City were two. Name either of the other two cities.
Okay, I'm going to guess Kingston.
Kingston is right, and actually that was the first capital of New York. You know what the other one was?
Poughkeepsie?
Poughkeepsie is right, yeah. Well, we may have been on the half moon for the last few minutes, but Ian is no half-wit. He went 4 for 5 this week. We only had time for 5 questions today, so send us your favorite trivia about a place on the Hudson River. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can sail on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another peak skill at this week's quiz, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with the 10-letter name of a town on the Hudson River. Change the U to a V, then rearrange the result to spell a word naming places that many history buffs visit. What is the town and what are the places?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America, that's in the Hudson Valley, and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will explore another quiz this time next week.
See you then, Ian.